anybody who's ever asked somebody else for a favor knows that when you approach another person and ask them to help you out in some way, it helps a lot to have something in the bank. It helps to have some credit. It helps to have some sort of prior past, some sort of history together. Because then you feel more comfortable being able to approach that person. If you go to a total stranger, ask them to do something for you, they might step forward, help you out. They might be a very kind person. But it's much more uncomfortable. It's much more difficult to approach that person and expect what you might expect from somebody with a history. This morning, we're going to contrast the best of times with the worst of times. We're going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could you? How did you? In the seventh kina, we ask, how could you, Hashem, rush in your fury to exterminate us? How didn't you remember the covenant, the bris that you made with Avram? How could you abandon the Beis HaMikdash in rage and not remember the vows that we made at Choriv? How could you cause your sheep to be torn by the hands of predators and not remember the friendship that we cultivated over all those years? How could you murder your wondrous people at the hand of these lawbreakers and not remember carrying us on the wings of eagles? How could you disperse your perfect ones at the hands of pillagers and not remember the beautiful songs of the Beis HaMikdash? And so we find ourselves throughout this kina exclaiming, speaking, lamenting, stating, howling, moaning, shouting, sighing, crying, challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment. And even though much of the year, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment, we don't ask questions, and we try to have the approach and understand that everything Hashem does is for the best. On Tisha B'Av, on this one day, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that we follow the lead of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, and we permit ourselves to ask questions. We permit ourselves to challenge Hashem and to ask, how could you? How didn't you remember that history? How could you put us in such a terrible position? Because we're so overwhelmed by the tragedy of the Korban, by the tragedies that still exist until today, we're too supposed to, just like Yirmiyahu HaNavi did, allow the pain of this world to overwhelm us and ask. A chassid once came to the Kutzker Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel Morgenstern, and he asked if he could become a Talmud. He wanted to become a disciple of the Rebbe. He had heard so much about this Rebbe that he wanted to join. And the Kutzer asked him sharply, as he often did, what have you come here to search for? And the man asked and said, I've come here. I'm looking for the Ribono Shalom. I'm just looking for God. So the Kutzer responded. He said, if you're looking for God, you've come to the wrong place. I can't help you find him. And this chassid was surprised, and he asked the Rebbe, then what is it that everybody comes here? What's all the commotion about here in Kutsk? I thought everybody comes here looking for God. And the Kutzker stared at him, and with his piercing eyes, he said, each one of these people has come here to find himself. After each one of the stanzas in Kina Zion, we're going to say, Zechor Hashem Maheilonu. Remember, Hashem, what has happened to us? What exactly are we asking Hashem to remember here? And Pashup Shah maybe is that we're asking Hashem to remember the tsaros, the challenging things that we've experienced, all the difficulties that we've gone through throughout our history. But the Sfasemis explains that Zechor Hashem Ma'ayalonu, we're saying, Hashem, we don't need to remind you of the tsaros. We're still experiencing them. Rather, we're asking Hashem, remember what we lost in this galus. Remember what, where we came from, all the good things that we experienced before. We're so far gone that we can only see the bad, and we don't even remember the good. We're discussing this morning to go back and to remember. We're so steeped and all the difficulty, we're so steeped in not being able to feel, we're so steeped in having the challenge of sitting here this morning, that we don't even remember the good times. We don't even know what they look like. And we say, Zechor Hashem, Ma'ayalonu, Hashem, remember those times. Allow us to tap into that. So just as with the Kutzker, seemed externally that the man was searching for God, asking, challenging in a negative way, we too need to understand that we're also asking, challenging, to take it a step deeper, to restore this relationship and connection that we have with Hashem, to ask, what happened to us? When we say us, Mahayalanu, us, that refers to us and Hashem. We're asking, what happened to us? What happened in this marriage? What happened to our vows? What happened to our friendship? What happened to our connection? Where have those good times come? All the wonderful memories that we've had together that we don't even remember anymore, that we don't even feel anymore. We're asking today not just to ask and challenge for the sake of asking and challenging, but we're challenging in a way that we're attempting to come here to find ourselves, to get closer with Hashem, to remember the good days, to remember the good times, and to be able to tap into that.